right, everybody, let's all stand. We're going to go into our Veterans Day service. Everybody excited for that? We'd like to start this service out with prayer. If everyone could come back into the sanctuary, we're going to gather together and pray for the service. We have just a few announcements also, but let's all bow our head and pray that the Lord have his way today and in the rest of the service, that God would touch every need that's here. If you are sick in body today, would you just lift your hands so the folks around you could see that you need prayer? If you are one of those, let put your hand up higher so someone can see you. Would you just pray for some of those that have got their hands up right now? Let's just go to the Lord and pray in prayer. Lord Jesus, we thank you, God, for what you're doing today. Lord God, we are honoring veterans today, God, but more so, Lord, than all of that, we are honoring you, God. We're here to be in your army as well, Lord Jesus. We ask you, God, Jesus, to you'll touch, Lord God, every single soul that's here, every single individual that has any needs and sickness, oh God, we pray for those needs that they be healed in the name of Jesus. God, we ask you, Lord God, to move upon all of the families who are struggling with sickness this season, oh God, all of those who struggle with missing family members as they go into this holiday season, God, we just want to just pray for all of these families, oh God, and the needs that they have individually, God, we just give you all the glory and all the praise and all the honor. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You may be seated for a moment. We'd like to remind you of some giving options at Calvary Gospel Church. There are four ways to give. The first way is to just give online. Many of you are already giving online at cgcmadison.org/giving. You can also give in person if you would like to drop your offering in the box in the vestibule. You can do that. You can also give by mail. At 5301 Commercial Avenue. You can also give in the Church Center app through mobile giving if you prefer that way. Some announcements coming up. This Friday is the CGC Ladies Conference. All ladies are invited to a one-night ladies conference Friday, November 18th, beginning at 6 p.m. There will be a worship service, a Q&A panel, followed by a chili fellowship. And Sister Rebecca Cura from New Berlin, Wisconsin, will be ministering to the ladies. And the cost is only $5, so please make plans to attend and also invite somebody. Now, next Sunday, we had a special speaker, Jonathan Mackey, that we had announced. But he is not feeling well. He's not going to be able to be here. Doctor's orders. So that has been canceled. But we also want to remind you that there's going to be a men's ministry service at 6 p.m. Next Sunday night. And so with all of that, I'm sorry, Phil, there's announcement 3 on here. Is that something I'm missing? Okay. Let's all stand. And let's announce that we're about to go into some praise and worship. Amen. Would you mind? We've changed the service up a little bit so there's not any breaks in our service schedule with worship, where we can just feel free to worship from the first song to the last song and not break it up. In doing so, we invite you all to come down to the altar and just join us in prayer, but in praise and worship as we just entertain the presence of the Lord for a few minutes. Amen.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Oh, my soul, worship his holy name. Sing like never before, oh, my soul, I worship your holy name. The sun comes up. It's a new day dawning. It's time to sing.
Church, thank you so very much to our worship team. Amazing grace. Where would we be if it weren't for the grace of God? I am so thankful for God's grace and God's mercy. You can be seated this morning. It is a great honor to be able to stand before you today, and we're going to be going into our Veterans Day celebration or ceremony service, and we are so very blessed here at Calvary Gospel Church to have a number of veterans among us, and I say that sincerely. I love Veterans Day. I love our veterans. My grandfather, I have a number of relatives, uncles that were all in the military. And so military roots, although I personally had never served in the military, but I have a number of family members, so it kind of runs a little bit deep. But Veterans Day, when we look at Veterans Day, I'm just going to title this little introduction here, Reflections, because The purpose of Veterans Day is to say thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And honor our veterans. Oftentimes, Veterans Day is overlooked, especially in churches across America. I find that somewhat ironic because we love to stand up and talk about religious freedom and being able to have the freedom to say what we want to say or whatever we would like to say. But many pulpits across the country don't take notice of this tradition. You may ask why, and as I begin to kind of look it up and try to figure out why, and many think that honoring our vets is honoring war, and that no Christian should glory in war. I can't really say that of all the veterans that I have had the honor and privilege to know in my lifetime, I can't say that I've ever heard any one of them at any time in conversation brag about, boast about, or glory in the wars that they have served in. My father-in-law recently passed this past year. As long as I've known him, 43, 44 years, never one time you had to pry it out of him to get him to talk even about the more pleasant experiences of war. And I believe that no combat vet that's ever served would glorify war either. I'm reminded of General Sherman. He was a Civil War general. After the Civil War, he stated that he was so sick of the rhetoric of glory, referring to war's campaigns, and he made a speech in which he blasted the military academies, and he continued to go on to say that war is, at its best, barbaric. He said, it's only for those who have neither fired a shot or heard the shrieks and groans of their wounded comrades, who cry aloud for more blood, more vengeance, and more desolation. He finished his speech by saying, war is hell. Originally, November 11th was called Armistice Day to commemorate the end of the war, to end all wars. Ironically, it was just a few short years and the world was plunged into yet another world war. And of course, World War II changed the name, and it simply went from Armistice Day and it became Veterans Day. For some reason, as growing up, I really don't remember many, if any, sermons that were offered in connection with Veterans Day. There were sermons that connected with Thanksgiving and with Easter and with Christmas. However, Veterans Day came and went many times, and no one seemed to notice. Yet so many men and women sacrificed so many of their freedoms to give it to others. So many people, young men, young women, gave up an arm or a leg so that others may walk about freely. They laid down their lives so that others may live. They didn't ask for medals. They didn't ask for parades. So why not take the time on this day, on this Sunday, to thank our men and women, especially those men and women of Calvary Gospel Church who served this country. You see, it was the blood of soldiers who brought you the freedom to worship God today. A lot of times we like to think, well, it's in our Constitution. But you see, it was the blood of soldiers that brought you the freedom to speak out against or to even disagree with. It's our soldiers that are the force behind those freedoms. It was their blood that brought you the abilities to live a life of freedom, their blood and their sacrifice. We read in the Bible many stories of people who are willing to sacrifice for others. I'm reminded of an Old Testament story of some mighty men of valor who were willing to sacrifice. We can find this story in the book of 2 Samuel chapter 23, verses 13 through 17. We don't have to put it on the screen, but just to give you a little bit, these mighty men who served David. David was not yet king, but they had risked their lives just to bring him a cup of water from home. He was with this man one evening, and he said, "Oh, I'd give anything to just have a drink from the well of Bethlehem." Bethlehem was his hometown. David would not drink it. His men risked their lives by sneaking through the enemy lines and bringing him a canteen of water. David, to show his gratitude, instead of drinking their sacrifice, he poured it out on the ground and said, I'm not going to take lightly, because you risked your lives for this. Many Americans risked and gave their lives to bring us our cup of freedom. Yet sadly to say, many drink without ever even considering, never even considering nor appreciating the price that was paid for it. Far be it from us to do such a thing. Let us honor and remember those who gave of themselves. So today, for our veterans, we honor you. We thank you. It is your day. And may this day be filled with blessings. And most of all, I want to give honor to the blood of Jesus Christ, who brought to us a freedom from sin. And in that freedom from sin, we have an opportunity for an eternal home in heaven. The greatest veteran of all went to Calvary voluntarily to do battle with sin, with death, and with evil. He laid down his life and was killed. Jesus said in John 15, 13, and I think this is so very prevalent today, greater love has no man than this, than would lay down his life for his friends. So today we set aside this day to honor our veterans. Let us also set aside our lives to honor the greatest veteran of all, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Let us stand and pray. Dear Lord, help us today to honor and say thank you for those who made the sacrifice so that we can enjoy the freedoms that we have today. Give us the reminder to continually pray for the amazing men and women across this vast, so richly blessed country in which we are so privileged to live in, who sign up voluntarily to lay down their lives for each one of us and for our freedoms. Lord, your word says greater love has no man than this. And Lord, our veterans do this every day. They lay down their lives for their friends. We thank you and we thank them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. If we could continue to stand while the Brother Ben Thompson posts the colors. At this time, Nolan Rossing is going to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And now our national anthem.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home
you. You can be seated. Gives me goosebumps every time. Brings a tear to my eye. I'm so thankful. I'm so thankful. I know our country's not perfect, but boy, I'd rather live here than Burma. I'd rather live here than Pakistan. I'd rather live here than anywhere else on the planet. We are so blessed. We are so blessed, people. It's not to make you critical of other countries, but we are so very, very blessed and very fortunate. Many of you remember back a number of years ago, 2015, so that's 7 years ago, Calvary Gospel Church, we were contacted in the late fall of 2015 by Jeff Ungar, who had assisted us in many of our Veterans Day services, who is the co-sponsor of the DeForest Veterans Memorial Foundation. And this call was a request to commission the creation of a full-scale replica of the Tune of the Unknowns. Now, we had developed, based upon prior work that we had done, we had developed a relationship with many of our veteran and military friends over the years. And so Calvary Gospel Church was asked or commissioned to build a full-size, or not full-size, but I believe it was about three-quarter size replica of the Tomb of the Unknowns, which is located, the original and the is in Arlington Cemetery at the National Cemetery there in Arlington, Virginia. So Calvary Gospel Church eagerly accepted the challenge, and a team of Calvary Gospel Church volunteers provided the expertise and the creativity and labor to make the replica of reality. Now, a lot of you haven't seen this since it has all been completed and finished and moved to its final resting place. So what we're going to do here is just give you a little bit of a history of actually what all went on and what all happened and where all of this ended up, because it came to a conclusion this year, this August. Now, we have a video that is supposed to be playing, that they're going to start this. And I'm just going to talk my way through this, and you can just kind of watch the pictures. An initial meeting in early November got everyone on the same page with a high-level plan, and there was a somewhat of a daunting task is to figure out exactly how to design, how to build a structure that was of that size. And there were a number of different obstacles that had to be overcome. Number one was this tomb had to be something that was could be transported and had to be transported from site to site. And once it was at the site, it had to be something that was easily to maneuver, and it had to be durable to withstand the moves and yet light enough to be moved by the team. And lastly, it had to be resilient enough to be outdoors and easy enough to perform repairs on if that were needed. So materials were gathered and the structure was constructed, and the phase work as follows. The framework was designed and built out of cut welded angle iron and metal studs to those angle iron, and then styrofoam was added, and it was glued and screwed onto the metal studs to form the basic tomb shape, and multiple layers of additional foam were added to build out to form the unique shape of the tomb. And stucco was then applied to the styrofoam in preparation for the final coating of drywall, and it was a thin coating of drywall that was applied to stimulate the texture of the actual tomb. And at the end, the vinyl wreaths were added to the sides and verbiage to the front, and the imagery of the Greek three figures representing peace, victory, and valor were added to the backside, and then three crypts were built out of styrofoam and painted, and then vinyl lettering was added. And much of this way of materials was covered by Calvary Gospel Church, by you and I. And yet, as we begin to work on this and get deeper into this, realizing where this was all going to end up, we had other partners that were essential for a successful outcome, because we could not have achieved success without them. So 1901, which is formerly H&H Industries, Paul Christensen was a major contributing factor with blueprints and materials and transportation and post-construction storage. So we want to thank H&H, 1901 Incorporated, and Paul Christensen, Building Solutions, Masters Building Solutions, Dan Bergman and Mike Pulaski, who they provided the trailer to and from Calvary Gospel Church to transport the replica, the Mullins family. This is who Brother Carl Rabin works for, the construction site facility where we actually were able to build the bulk of the tomb, in honor of Jerome Mullins and all who served. Advanced Fastening Corporation, George Rasmussen, for a very generous monetary donation to help purchase materials. And Jimmy Steffenhagen of Wanakee, of Jim's sign, was able to do the graphic work on the replica and the crypt and the vinyl sheeting. And Trewicki Electric, Dick Trewicki from Trewicki Electric, was able to provide the lighting of the tomb and the donation of all of the lighting. And then Capital City Tent Rental, Brian Rogers there, the donation of the tent for the DeForest Memorial. And it was on display in DeForest. Now, the tomb was completed, and then it was escorted to the DeForest site by the DeForest Police Department, and it was on display for the week leading up to the Memorial Day event in 2016. Later that summer, the replica was put on display with the traveling wall. If you remember, the wall that heals, that came through the Wisconsin Remembers display at the Badger-based event here in Wisconsin at the VFW out near the airport. And the final showing of the replica was at Calvary Gospel Church, our November 2016 Veterans Day service. And it was during the Veterans Day service where the former Washburn County Veterans Service Officer Lisa Powers officially accepted and took possession of the tomb. The tomb was placed into storage, and then on January 2nd, 2019, the tomb was transported to Sparta, Wisconsin, where it was fiberglassed over over the next several weeks. And the fiberglassing was to make the tomb so that it would be able to be outside in all sorts of elements year-round, because it is now, as you can see, it is on display. So after the completion, it was shipped to Spooner, Wisconsin, to its final resting place. Now, we received a call from the VFW of Spooner, the local chapter there in Spooner, Wisconsin, and they have built an absolutely beautiful memorial park in which the tomb is the center of the display for their park. And myself and my wife and a number of the folks from Calvary Gospel Church who built the tomb were able to go there, and that's where you see the pictures, and we were able to go there this August, and we were able to take and dedicate the tomb, and it was just an honor to be there and to be a part of that. So for all of those who sacrificed and gave to this project, to all of us here at Calvary Gospel Church, but I would like for Brenda and Carl Rabine, I know they are out of town today, but I would like for us to thank Brenda and Carl Rabine, also for Norman and Isabella Puckett. And Isabella is here. Would you like to stand, Isabella? I know I don't want to embarrass you, but we are so very thankful. And Sister Julie and Brother Norman. And then also to Brother Tim Powell. And if Brother Tim Powell would stand, we are so thankful for your hard work and sacrifice and efforts in honoring all of those who sacrificed. God bless you all. If it would not have been for this group of people, this would not have happened. Now, as I said, this is on permanent display in Spooner, Wisconsin. If you ever get up there, they have a number of placards that give a very, very, I think, very generous tribute to Calvary Gospel Church and for the sacrifice that went into making this. So God bless you, Calvary Gospel Church, and God bless all of those that were able to take and help and make this possible. At this time, we're going to have a military branch medley, and if your particular branch is played, we want you to stand, and we want to give you honor. God bless. Thank you to all who served. I love those medleys. We used to have a Coast Guard guy, and he went and moved away. Oh, I'm going to do something. I'm just looking forward to doing this. And I want to just make special recognition. We usually always have a veteran that either speaks for us or we make special recognition or special honor. And there are four people here today that I want to make special honor to, because they deserve it. And it's an honor to be able to do this. But we're going to make special honor to our two oldest veterans and to our two youngest veterans here today. And I'm thankful to say that our oldest veterans are both able to make it here today. And Sister Jenny Rylaslaughter. We need someone to bring her down front. It is an honor to have her here and to be a part of Calvary Gospel Church. But this lady served. And I'm not going to say how old they are, because I get myself in trouble. But our next veteran that we want to honor is Brother Ron Wittenbach. And he came in his full dress uniform today. So Brother Ron Wittenbach, we would like for you to come down front and just stand here. Now, he told us before service that he's put on 5 pounds since he recently went on a cruise with his daughter, and he said that's where he put it on at. So up until a week ago, he weighed the same amount, I'm assuming, as when he was discharged. That uniform, you fit it very nicely, Brother Ron. Thank you so very much. And then our youngest vets. And it's just an honor to be able to do this. Sister Hannah Powell, come on down, girl. I remember when Brother Jamin Powell came into my office and said he was going to join the Marines. He was going to travel the world, and he was going to do all this, that, and the other, and he was so excited. And he did. He was able to travel the world, and it was in Okinawa that he met Hannah. And they got married. So, Jamin, you're next. Come on down, brother. And if all four of our vets, if you're able to take, and I will come to Sister Jenny, but it is an honor, Sister Jenny. We love you, and we appreciate you. This is just a token of our appreciation.
Thank you very much.
For the years served in the military, but also for the years here at Calvary Gospel Church. God bless you. And Brother Ron Wittenbach, thank you so very much. Thank you so very much. It's a culture of our appreciation. You look awesome today. You guys better be able to stand. Hannah, it is an honor. Thank you. I think you got a good deal out of the Marines. When they say nothing good comes, I have going to have to disagree with that. God bless you. Thank you so very much. Let's give them a hand this morning. Now, Sister Luke, one of our older saints, I mentioned this at Sister Manley's funeral, that she said a service doesn't have to be everlasting to be eternal. If you were here for that, you would know we got a good chuckle out of that. And we have one thing left that we're going to do. But before we do that, we're going to have all of us stand. And we're going to have Brother Ben Thompson. He's going to retire the colors. And we're going to finish our ceremony. So Brother Ben can come and retire the colors. At this time, we would like all of our veterans that are here to please come to the front. Then we have our junior high and our senior high classes, if they would please come. And all of our veterans, if you could just stretch out across the front here. Brother Jim Dagg, we want to make room for him to fit in here. Brother Perry, Brother Roy Copper. And our junior high class and senior high class, we have a special carnation we would like to present to each one of you. And while they are presenting the carnation, we have a song. And we're going to let our music team do their thing, and we're going to present the carnations. God bless you.
Save me, Sire, and
And we give our veterans a big round of applause and thank you today. This has kind of become a tradition at the very end of our service. We would like to take and just come up and just shake hands with a veteran, thank a veteran. If you'd like to get your pictures taken in front of the flag, family photos with a veteran, you are more than welcome to do that. But this concludes our service, and we're so thankful for our veterans, so thankful for all of you joining us today. God bless you. God bless our country. God bless our veterans. Thank you so very much.